we receive, and we are thankful to the Lord for this occasion. Tonight is going to be the clue on Revelation chapter 19. At the very end of Revelation, the battle of Armageddon, the end of life. We always go to our 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. And we're going to enjoy ourselves, even though we are very, very few. We're going to enjoy ourselves and praising God and knowing how great God is with us. Number 255. Father, we come together in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And tonight, even though we are few, we are the children of God, the church of the living God. And we want to close the day with this meeting at 5 o'clock in which we reason together in the scriptures and the book of Revelation. And tonight, Father, we're going to see how you're going to end this world and how Satan and his angels and his political empire will be destroyed forever. And so, Father, teach us tonight to fear God and to know that we have to be saved in order to enter the kingdom of God. And in spite of what unbelievers do and say and plan, one day will come to an end and Christ will reign forever. Thank you, Lord, for the meetings in Sunday school, morning, afternoon, children, church, and Bible class, choir practice. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that we have done so far. And bless us as we reason together in the scripture. Father, we pray especially tonight for Tom Curley. His situation is not good. And his body response is not what the doctors expected. So, Father, we pray for his peace of his heart, that during the time that he was conscious, he really knew you and he really trusts you and that he really put his confidence in Christ Jesus. Prepare Karen for this moment of crisis. In Jesus we pray tonight. Amen. All right, we'll let you choose a song of your own. And those who are in the internet, you can reach us by www.bbcmh.org. And then type your request to us. But if you have a song in your heart that you like it, Mrs. Otero, you have one that you like it? Anybody? Yes, Brother Chris. 316. That's more than 265, so we go over there. 316. All right. Here we are. All to be like thee, and thee is our Lord Jesus. All right. 316, first and last. Thank you. the image of Christ. What about number three? Stanza number three. Okay, Bernie, and then we go in the back.
257.
257. So we go a little bit back. And have you like in the morning that we have Gordito Olivas doing the nice leading, all right? Gordito is a nice word, okay?
Only for those who are flaco.
Oh, wow! They get to know the senior workers. yeah, but it's nice to have somebody to warm up, and I told him to get loose and get free to encourage and read the hymns before, and so that he can encourage the congregation. It's good to have that participation. 257, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." Just 356, all right. We go a little bit farther. Here we are, nearer to the heart of God. That's what all looks like tonight. The living is to be just like Him, to be close to Him. That's a good topic and a good song. And we thank Chris for bringing so many people in this morning. He brought four or five people and other people. Gillian brought another family. My Sunday school class was full, and we need to have Bob over there, and by the merit of God, he will learn Spanish quickly. And I tell you, the Lord is adding these people to hear the Word of God, and that's the real key. 356, near to the heart of God.
Thank you.
56, all right? A beautiful song that Brother Vitola loves so much. 256, "It Is Well With My Soul." It's just a wonderful and remarkable song. Curley. Tom Curley is not doing nor responding as fast as the doctor expected in a very critical situation. And there is no symptoms of life by itself. Everything is artificial. The breathing, the training, and so on, everything is done artificially. And the doctors hope to withdraw the artificial incentive so the body will respond, and has been a very little response, and so they cannot do the surgery of the obstruction, of the bowel obstruction, and they will attempt to do some emergency doing the surgery with all these artificial things on. But I do know there is the kidneys, the liver, stomach cancer, the lungs. Our brother is in real trouble, and we need to pray for Karen and for these special moments in their life. He has been in situations, very, very difficult situations, but none in like this one, where no organ of the body is responding except the heart, and the heart responding by artificial also medicine. So I see the things very difficult, and we need to pray for comfort on Karen and accepting God's special circumstance. Our brother is 75, just 75, and he knew that he has a lot of problems, but I guess never expected it in this way. All right, any other song that you like? Yes, Camille?
397.
All right. Miracles always happen, don't we? Miracles always happen. 397, I have decided to follow Jesus.
I'm
Sometimes you, the Lord sparkle your life, as we talk in the morning, with the good news of the gospel. There is no way to go back. All right, that's good. All right, one or two more songs. Yes, Maria. 181. This is a very classic song for the Spanish church. Almost you have this every day in the Spanish church. Every time they meet, they sing this one, and they sing with power. I mean, you have to go to the Spanish church when they have the song service. You hear it from a block away, all right? It's just really powerful, you know? It's just amazing. 181. Revelation will imply to all of us that God will have the final victory. So it talks about kings and mandatories in the text section that we're going to study. And I want to worship the King God, not anybody on this earth. All right, number one and three.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank God for her recovery that is doing well. So we thank the Lord that he is so merciful.